Someone told me a half-truth, that the Sunday between Christmas and New Year's is usually quite quiet and there's nobody at church. And I look out this morning and everybody's here. So I'm a little scared. On Christmas Day, I attempted my first sermon without notes, and I'm going to do it again this morning for two reasons. One, because it's Christmas light today, basically, and two, because I'm tired. You may think that we've rested this week, but I can assure you we have not. Simeon gets lost in the Christmas story. 2 weeks ago, when Kevin was telling us how without Luke and Matthew, there would be nothing but a desert and you know, centipedes and snakes. Without Luke, we would have lost some of the greatest prayers that we use in our daily office. This particular one I find most moving because it's the prayer at the end of the day. Every day, at the evening prayer, and the rector will forgive me for using BCP language. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel. We say this at the evening prayer every day, a different translation, obviously. The reason I chose this is because this is my great-grandmother's prayer book. My great-grandmother was very devout, and at the end of her life, at the age of 91, she would say to me every day, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. My time has come. And of course, I was young. I was 25 years old, and I didn't want my great-grandmother to leave. But she was so comfortable. And I think about Simeon sitting in that temple, thinking, the day's finally come. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. I wasn't sure that God was actually going to fulfill this thing that he said. I would see this child, and I would go to my Redeemer. And what a happy day that's going to be for me. This week, I have been really privileged to have the pastoral phone with me and to spend time talking to people who are sick and dying. And I can't tell you what a great joy that has brought to my life. Christmas comes for us every year. We work up to it in this frenzy. And on Christmas Day, around 5 o'clock, I'd say, certainly in my family, we've gathered, we've eaten together, and then we realize, okay, we've had enough of each other. It's time to go home. And then for the rest of the week, you're wondering what all the rush was all about. But this week, I've been in a rush, but it's been a marvelous rush. It's been really a privilege for me to spend time with people who have been sick and dying. And I thank God for that. I thank God for their faith. I thank God that I believe in a God that's going to take me to a better place. And I thank God that these people have lived a life and have said, I'm ready. It's time. I'm ready to see my Redeemer. And I think that's a marvelous thing. And that is the message of this, that Jesus came into our lives, into our world, to bring us to a new place, a happy place. And not that our world isn't, you know, we have happiness in our world. And I love my family. I love my friends. I love being in this earth. But I also believe that when the time comes, that I'm going to be able to say, thank you, God. Now it's my turn to go and meet my Redeemer. And what a marvelous thing that will be. So I hope and pray that for all of us who are sick and suffering this time, to remember that God is always with us. And we hope and pray for a peaceful passing from this life into the new world. Thanks be to God.